Here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yo! Sports to you. Fred Fowler. Fred Fowler has, I guess we've already used it. He died in a horrible accident, so we'll...
You what?
No, there was... Oh. Raheel and I did a show where I went into a monologue about Fred dying. And
oh, man, I miss him so much.
Yeah, there was a lot of people thought it was serious.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, luckily now it's just herpes that's keeping him on the bench. Well,
genital warts.
Yeah. Well, same thing, right?
One exploded.
sat on one.
Barry Laminek working overtime for no extra pay.
Team player.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, it wouldn't kill you to give me a compliment every now and then. We've been work wives for how long now?
I don't know. You're not my work wife.
You've never said anything nice to me.
Yeah, I know. That'd be ridiculous.
I know.
If I start complimenting you, you'll be in my office like all these other jokers.
Fishing for them?
Oh, can I get some more money?
Oh, that's coming. I'm sure at some point that we're going to have that talk.
Yeah. My door will be... I got an open door policy, except when that's going on. My door
but that's part
closed.
Of what you sign up for is the boss.
To tell you guys, yeah, you can't have any more money.
No, you have to sign up and have those conversations.
Yeah.
I feel like you want half of the responsibility of being the boss. You don't want to listen to the bitching and the moaning. And that's part of being the boss.
I do listen to the bitching and moaning. That's half my job is listening to bitching and moaning.
That's what I'm saying, but you get mad about it.
I mean,
it,
do you like every
sign
part
up for.
Of your job? Like the part where you got to work with Joel and Nick? You don't like that.
I do. The only part I don't like about my job is dealing with my boss.
Yeah, well.
That's the only part that sucks.
It's a mother, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I guess, is this your official Astro or official
oh, yeah.
baseball in Houston postgame show today?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, we're just going to break down pitch by pitch, and
we probably can't say official Astros postgame because
no,
we're not that.
We're not that.
But this is the unofficial home of the unofficial postgame, where our Houston Astros defeated your Oakland Athletics.
We played a good game today. We really played a good game.
And I got to tell you,
I felt good with all the home runs we hit.
Yeah, we did. And let me tell you something. You might think, oh, AJ, you've been in town 3 days. How are you saying our Astros? What do you know about these Astros? Let me tell you something. I've been playing fantasy baseball in a really competitive league for a long time.
I know I should have never texted you this.
For 15 years. 15 years I've been playing competitive fantasy baseball.
I knew I should have.
I play in one league with a $50 buy-in and another with a $150 buy-in.
That's when you know you're pro.
Yeah.
You know, some people say playing fantasy baseball is harder than playing baseball itself.
You're not just playing free fantasy baseball.
Yeah,
where any schmo can play.
Yeah, you think I sign up for a public Yahoo league?
That's amateur.
No, I cover.
Yeah.
I've been covering Major League Baseball via fantasy baseball.
Of course.
Since what? Like the late 90s. I mean, I've been doing this.
I used to mail in my teams to Sporting News.
Oh, I didn't do that.
I did that.
Oh, you're old.
But that's why I am an MLB analyst.
Do you still play?
Fantasy baseball?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh.
No?
No. You're no longer covering the team then.
Oh, if I still play?
Yeah, if you don't play anymore, you're no longer covering the team.
Why?
That's the only way you can really cover a team is by...
Oh, so me going to Minute Maid and no?
No. I mean, a lot of fans go to Minute Maid. Those are just fans.
Oh. So how am I going to cover our team?
Get a fantasy team. And then you can say our team. Right now, it's how do I cover your team,
so,
AJ?
Okay. I'm
basically like... Bruno's assistant, because I've got a fantasy team. So I know all the players, all the stats.
You know how the decision-making process goes, right?
Yeah. Like, I understand it. Like, ask me what positions, like, if you were to say, okay, I've got an issue tonight.
Okay.
I
have an issue.
Aledmys Diaz. I want him in the lineup
for
sure.
Yeah.
Because... He's hot. I mean, not physically.
I mean, he's not that cute, but go ahead.
I mean, he's all right.
Okay.
But he since he's been back, he's looked good. He hit a home run his first game back.
Yeah. Sack fly last night.
And you might be saying,
Where do you squeeze him in?
Where should I play him?
AJ Luno.
And it's not as cut and dry.
Oh. See, this is why I'm not as good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is
I thought I just watched a lot of baseball, but that doesn't I thought I just go to the games and cover them and that doesn't
No.
What I got to be moving fictional players around and maybe have one Astro on my team.
Yes.
To be an expert.
So like if
Is
you
that
said,
what you're saying?
Right. So if you said okay. for instance
So I don't have to have all Astros.
No, you don't.
Because that would be...
As long as you have one Astro on the team, you're covering the team.
Oh,
so if you said, I want to play Aledmys Diaz in left field tonight.
Okay.
I want to give Michael Brantley a night off.
Yeah.
And put him in left field. I would say,
what?
Can't do that.
Man.
Why? Because he's only position eligible at first, second, third, and short. So if you think that he could play the outfield,
you can't.
You can't. He can't play catcher.
So it's like fantasy baseball, but it's baseball. But you just translate the rules of a pretend thing to the real thing.
It's not pretend. It's real to me.
Okay. Really? Okay. Wow. Thanks.
Thanks. I feel like you're making fun of my profession here.
What?
I don't appreciate it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I have the utmost respect for anyone that's covered.
I'm not gonna.
I'm making air quotes on the mic.
I'm not gonna stir anything up with you because I know you're the spring savage, and like the.
You are so stupid. You are getting so turnt right now.
Guys, I have to do it. I'm going to.
You're getting so turnt.
I'm going to start, I don't know how much longer I can, I want to give them a listen so I can kind of learn the opposition.
I listened yesterday on the way home. That's why I texted you.
Yeah, I know. They say something every day that is funnier than the day before, and I'm going to have to start.
I have a question. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to start writing down my favorite things from their show, the funniest things they say.
Yeah.
And then Juggalo Trey and I are going to we're going to reenact them.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Like Juggalo Trey is going to be Kamala and I'm going to be Clint cuz I do a really good Clint.
You do a very good Clint. But I feel like
I don't know if you've heard, but the Baytown badass, he comes in here wrecking shop every damn day.
I feel like Trey would do that. Really good, though.
I think he would. Oh, you think he'd do the Clint?
Yeah.
And you want me to be the Kamala?
Yeah,
My Kamala's not great.
It's not?
No, it's not great.
Two things Trey's good at. Acting like a redneck and an angry black guy. So...
Does he do angry black guy?
Oh, yeah. That's when so we did racist. Monday Movie Moments with Trey,
that's so racist.
He did Denzel in Training Day. Oh, it was impeccable. Oh. It was amazing.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something out. There's too much gold, and I know
the question I was going to ask you, I didn't want to cut you off, but you know, I don't know if there's a rule on stupid stuff, but maybe you could just get it from other places too.
I mean, I guess
maybe if but you
we would have to say it.
Oh well, what if you just auto tune it and then it's not their exact voices?
I don't know.
Is that against the law? Is that against the rules?
I don't know. But today they were talking, there was a list, and they did the thing like that other hosts on air in the city do.
Mount Rushmore's.
Where they basically just say, there's a list of the top 10 off seasons for NBA teams, and the Rockets aren't on it. We're going to drag them. They're going to be a dead body. We just tore them apart. Just tore them apart right there. And they like self-beat their chest that they won the prize.
Every time they say something, they proclaim it? Like,
yeah.
That was the best segment you've ever heard. Really?
Yeah. Well, Cam was a big like, you'll only get that here on Houston Sports Leader. You can't get stuff like that anywhere else. But today it was Clint talking to, they had Isaiah Thomas.
You know you're a little obsessed. Right?
It's so funny. It's like, I mean, I get obsessed over really funny things. Like,
you're very competitive, though. That's the problem.
I am.
You're ultra, ultra competitive. And so if that's why you're obsessing over it, though.
No, because it's not. Because honestly, like, I was actually expecting, I was expecting to be nervous. Like, I was expecting them to put out a show, like, put together a show in that afternoon drive that was
going to give us a run.
Yeah. And I figured, oh, new PD. I've heard nothing but good things about this guy.
I've heard great things about him, yeah.
Like, from people I respect, yeah, have told me, this guy's good.
Same.
And then I don't know if Armin, like, got drunk and called these guys and offered them jobs.
That's not nice.
I don't know. But today it was, I don't want to say I'm disappointed because, like you said, I'm competitive. Yeah, I mean,
you want to win, so.
I'll just drag the body. Like, but at the same time, it's like when something's really funny,
yeah,
I'll obsess over it for a little while. Like, I've been obsessed with Superhuman on Twitter now for like 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't want that guy to die. I just want him to stop so you'll stop.
No, it's too great.
You're so obsessed with
it. It's funny. Last year or 2 years ago, I found the I don't want to say Siamese twins. That's
insensitive. Conjoined?
Conjoined twins. That's what they
is
are.
Is Siamese twins, yeah, that's insensitive?
That's,
like,
that's the N-word.
Is that like calling somebody a Chinaman?
Yeah.
Oh, I would never do that.
I would never do that either. I don't know.
Do you know anybody that would?
No, I don't know scumbags like that.
Oh, that's so weird. At least he didn't call him an Oriental.
That's true. Well, that we know of. At least on the air,
that
he
hasn't
didn't.
Been scrubbed.
On the air, he didn't. Oh, but yeah,
You do obsess over stuff because I remember your Iron Sheik phase. Yeah. Oh my
dude,
god,
I think it's
you
funny,
were insufferable during your Iron Sheik phase, and now you're just walking the halls
now
as what's his name?
Superhuman.
No, is Clint Sterner?
You're AJ Sterner.
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas, listen, man, I know you're an NBA Hall of Famer, but I'm a quarterback, and I got to ask you, man, what do you think about our boy DW4? I mean, is he going to be the MVP? Is he going to bring a Super Bowl home for us Houston Texans fans?
It would have been great if Isaiah was like, I don't know, I don't play fantasy football, so I have no idea. I'm not qualified to speak on that. How long is this going to last?
I don't know.
Till the ratings come out.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the truth is, I go on vacation Friday.
Uh huh.
All right.
Is my mic hot for that?
I think when I go on vacation, I'll probably forget about that show. Well. Yeah,
that's it's been interesting.
I mean,
my favorite part.
What I'm nervous about is getting back from vacation,
yeah,
and finding that they fired those guys and put in like a real show. That's what worries me.
Radio stations are known to do that. That's the funny thing.
Yeah,
is if you is take this, off like when you take off how when people took off Howard Stern back in the 90s when he left and went to Sirius,
yeah,
they would bring in whatever slap D guys and let them do it for a week or two to where the audience was going, we need to hear somebody better than this, and then bring in their real candidate.
They brought in the guy from Van Halen. And tried to get
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
What?
I mean, they tried everything, but I mean,
was he bad on
so
radio?
So essentially,
Sammy
what
Hagar?
We have to say is. Rich Lord is the Howard Stern of Houston radio. Is that what you're trying to say, Aaron?
I'm saying if you have somebody who's long tenured like that, they'll usually go and throw somebody who is horrible in to replace for a temporary replacement.
But they don't
that they
tell
know
you
that
it's
they're
going to
kill off. Yeah, because they know that fans are going to get mad and listen and go, "This sucks. I need a real show." And then they'll go, "You know what? We heard you guys.
Wow.
We're getting rid of them. We're bringing in the real guy."
So what you're saying is Armand is playing chess. And AJ's playing checkers over here.
I'm playing Chinese checkers. Not that I
don't. That was close.
Oh, sorry.
You almost said
I know.
You almost Kamala'd it or whatever it is. I don't know. I always mess his name
up. It's Kamala. Kamala was the pro wrestler.
I know.
He's the Ugandan giant.
Yeah. I haven't seen him. Is he big?
No.
Okay, so he's not a Ugandan giant.
No, Tricky Rick.
I did hear
Tricky
that,
Rick isn't big.
I did hear
the
Baytown
Badass is pretty big.
I heard he could whip your ass.
I got told
that's
yesterday.
That's the rumor, yeah.
I was warned.
Yeah, and you didn't back off at all?
I'm mostly going to make fun of Kamala now.
You got a death wish over here?
Because I'm pretty sure Kamala can't beat me up, so I'm just going to stick.
Oh, bad ticker?
He seems a little on the thin side.
Is he?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see. I looked through the list of top 44 fittest celebrities or fittest
radio people?
Personality. I didn't see him on the list.
Oh, well.
I didn't see me on the list either, of course.
Yeah, that happens.
You know, whatever.
How do you not have Booker T on that list?
Because
how do you not have Seth Payne on that list?
I don't know.
How do you not have Raheel on that list? It was the stupidest. And then they just started adding TV people. I'm like, is this woman dumb that wrote this?
I mean, it's just a lazy article.
It really was. It was awful.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to Michael Jordan on the other side about what he thinks about the Houston Dynamo, get his thoughts on the goalkeeping situation and whether or not they can bring the MLS Cup to Houston. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Oh, it's The Blitz. We're fighting a good fight here. I got to tell you, I don't know if so someone just brought this to my attention, and I don't know if he wants to be credited for it because he's a known figure in Houston media circles.
Mm-hmm. I probably would ask first.
I did. I just asked. And okay. I'll see what he says.
Yeah.
But he was listening to the last segment, and he felt...
What? You mean he's not over there?
No, he's not listening.
Getting
to
knowledge
it.
Dropped on no. him? On the fantasy hour?
Bro, I got plenty more where that came from. Don't you worry. That your boy, the QB, the Baytown badass, got plenty more where that came from.
That's right! I got to learn the Kamala. I got to learn how to do a Kamala, or whatever the hell his name is. I don't... Whatever. What is it? Kamala. Okay. I got to learn that.
Yeah.
What Joel said, he sounds like he's trying to be real hip.
He is. He's from Minnesota.
Is he? But he's like, he's old, right? So he's like, what's up, cat daddy? Yeah. And you're like, nope, that's not what people say now.
And I found out. When
give
he
me some skin, bro.
When he says he's covered the NFL for 20 plus years, what he means is he
got the NFL Sunday ticket.
And no, then, he worked for a fantasy football website.
What?
Yeah, Fanball or something like that. And if you do fantasy, you're pretty much covering the team.
Of course.
That's what he said yesterday about the Astros.
Yeah.
I'm no Johnny Come Lately fan. I play fantasy baseball. But this that's so funny, this media man. Member alerted me to a commercial that Clint Sterner made. And now 610 has been selling us that Clint Sterner, born and raised in the Houston area, proud Texan.
How far is Baytown from our?
Probably like from the center of the city, probably 45 minutes.
Okay, but isn't that like Conroe, kind of? Like if you were,
yeah.
Would you say Houston if you were born in Conroe?
I think you can say the Houston area if you're born in Conroe.
Okay. I just was getting clarification.
Like, do you live in the Houston area?
Well, I was born in Houston.
Okay.
And then I lived in the suburbs. So I was in the Metroplex area.
Where
I guess.
Do you live, Aaron?
I live in League City right now.
Do you, like, if someone you don't know asks, where do you live? Do you say Houston?
Yep.
Yeah, I do too.
You say Houston?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I lived in Conroe, I would say Conroe. I wouldn't say Houston.
But if you lived in League City, would you say Conroe?
Well, no, because they're on two different sides. League City
and
Conroe.
Or would you say, if you lived in League City, would you say Houston? Because League City's, it's kind of like Conroe South, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Mm.
It's not as well known. I mean...
But I mean, distance-wise, from the city.
No, Conroe's further out.
Yeah, Conroe's way further out.
Okay.
Yeah, League City...
I'm only about 37 miles from downtown.
Like, when you get outside of, like, the Beltway, I mean, it's still suburbs, but that's still the Houston area. And so League City is closer to the Beltway than it is Galveston, right?
Okay.
And you got to get pretty far out. I mean, you got to go past outside the Woodlands 99. And yeah, to get to Conroe. So
okay, well, this former Houston radio host.
Yeah, they said no. Did he get back to me?
It just said be vague.
Oh, okay,
a former yeah. Houston radio former host Houston who will remain host. Unnamed.
Yeah,
you guys guess away if you want.
Yeah,
but he alerted
Rich
me.
Lord. Does it rhyme with Mitch Ford? I didn't know Mitch Ford had your phone number.
It's Rich Lord. Rich Lord texted me and said, dude, you've got to look up this commercial that Clint Sterner read. Clint Sterner, who's claiming to be a proud Texan, listen to this commercial that Clint Sterner recorded back in his Arkansas days.
I wish I could have been a Coleman kid. As I grew up in Texas playing football, I had to drink any old average milk. I was somehow able to quarterback the Arkansas Razorbacks. But with Coleman milk, I figure I'd be 4 inches taller, and I might still be in the NFL.
Coleman Dairy. Since 1862, serving your family is not just a job to us. It's our heritage.
I'm making up for lost time, because I'm a Coleman kid today.
Okay, Coleman Dairy in Little Rock, wow. Arkansas. He's basically saying...
Texas milk sucks.
I grew up on raggedy ass Texas milk, and now I've got Arkansas milk.
I would have been 4 inches taller.
Yes,
with Arkansas milk. Not this raggedy ass Texas milk.
Yeah,
not this weak 2%. You ain't gonna grow milk that they make with them weak ass cows in Texas. This milk, these cows in Arkansas.
Like, so he's saying, like, Borden? Borden's a Texas milk company,
is
right?
Is it?
I think so.
I think so.
Is he disrespecting Borden?
I tell you what, you don't want to catch these milk hands.
Bro, I'll put Borden milk up against Coleman milk.
I've never even heard of Coleman.
I haven't either.
Is that the old
how
raggedy?
How about you respect the milk that grew you, Clint?
Is that the cartons that you got when you would get the square or rectangle pizza at school in the fifth grade?
I don't know.
Is that Coleman milk?
I don't think we had. Coleman milk didn't come to Texas.
No?
No. They don't distribute here because we don't want that milk.
I don't know.
We built a milk wall and said, no, we put tariffs on Coleman milk.
Everything's bigger in Texas except the milk.
So this dude is
saying...
It
doesn't make you bigger.
Hey, man, I sure, man, the milk in Texas, I had to eat my cereal, so I had to put something on it, but I damn sure wish I had some Arkansas milk to pour in my Wheaties. If so, you think the Cowboys would be talking about extending Dak Prescott right now? Hell no. They'd be talking about how many more years do you think we can Coleman milk out of Sterner, because that dude is money. That's what they'd be saying right now. Jerry Jones be slipping hundies in my pocket like, hey, man, how many touchdowns are you going to throw next week? And I'd be like, I don't know, man. How much Coleman Arkansas milk can you feed me, Jerry? And he'd be like, man, I don't know. Hey, we can't get it down here. I got to give you Borden. I'd say, man, you better find me Coleman milk. You want this touchdown machine to keep running. I run on high-octane milk, not mid-grade, bro. That's what I'd tell him.
Because
I'd say,
who are
buckle
you?
Up and turn up, Jerry. You get me some Coleman milk in here. I'm going to teach you what it's about.
I can't get over how much you sound like you.
I do a really good Sterner.
When you played the commercial, when Aaron played the commercial, I was like, oh, snap. Clint is doing AJ doing Clint. That's what just happened. I know that's what just happened. He was like, you know what? This is what I sound like if AJ sounds like I sound like.
Oh.
Wow. It's like Inception. It's like Clint Sterner Inception, which, by the way, there was nothing more disrespectful than when the first day Joel called him Clint Stoner the whole day because he had no idea what his name was. At one point, I was like, Joel, I think you are dyslexic. You flipped an R. He goes, oh, my bad. Like, he called him Clint Stoner the whole day, and no one knew what the hell he was saying. So Arkansas milk, huh? That's the key. I would have made it. I could have been a contender. I didn't have Coleman
milk.
I wonder how much he got paid for that. Was it enough to sell out your state, Clint?
I don't know. I
would have done it. I'm like, screw that Texas milk. Pay me, baby. That's funny.
I don't know how, man. I don't know how I even made it as far. This is a testament to me personally because, damn, I made it this far on Texas milk. You just imagine, man. You know, everybody's like, oh, Barry Bonds, he ain't nothing because he did them steroids. He went on steroids. He was on Arkansas milk.
Somebody has a great idea on the text line. They said you, but I'm gonna say no, but they said you need to redo that commercial. Juggalo Trey doing Clint Sterner needs to redo that commercial.
I'm from Baytown, Texas.
Man,
I'm
from Baytown.
But if I had Coleman milk growing up,
maybe I wouldn't be this weird. I'd be Texas weird, not Arkansas weird.
I'd be a better racer than Dale Earnhardt Jr., I tell you.
Oh, my God. And by the way, if you on YouTube, when you play the Coleman milk commercial,
yeah,
it goes to the next relevant video. So if you just let it play right all the way through, what do you think the next relevant video about Clint Sterner is?
I have no idea.
It's his famous fumble against Tennessee that basically...
Oh, no.
Yeah, for people who don't know, Clint
That's
Sterner...
That's what milk will do for you.
Like, when I heard the name Clint Sterner, and this, I'm guessing at the time, he was probably on Texas milk. Actually, no, he wasn't. He was in Arkansas. He was on Arkansas milk. On Texas milk, he probably never would have dropped that ball. But when I heard the name Clint Sterner, they were like, oh, that's who's replacing Rich Lord. I was like, the guy who fumbled against Tennessee? That's all I knew him for. I swear to God, I did not know he played in the NFL. I did not know it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
All I knew him of, if you said, name one thing about Clint Sterner, I would say, that's a guy that was basically had won. He was going to beat Tennessee. Tennessee was going to not win the national championship. They were up by 2 points with the ball with like a minute left driving. And Clint Sterner like trips over his feet on the snap and fumbles the ball. Tennessee goes down, and then they go on to win the national championship.
I don't even remember that.
I knew of Clint Sterner. And wow. Now I know he did it because I was on that junk-ass Arkansas milk. God. Okay, don't play this music on the way out. I'll go to break, but on the way out, I want to play the Clint Sterner Coleman milk commercial one more time. In fact, I'd like to play it going in and out of every break for the day. At least for a little while. I'll see how long that lasts, but let's do it today for a little while. I might change my mind in the second hour. At least the first hour, let's go in and out of every break with the Coleman milk commercial. Well, where he basically bashes Texas. And now he's trying to come here and make a living off of us. No thanks, Clint.
I wish I could have been a Coleman kid. As I grew up in Texas playing football, I had to drink any old average milk. I was somehow able to quarterback the Arkansas Razorbacks. But with Coleman milk, I figured I'd be 4 inches taller and I might still be in the NFL.
Coleman Dairy, since 1862, serving your family is not just a job to us, it's our heritage.
I'm making up for lost time because I'm a Coleman kid today.
We are back on the Blitz. That's Clint Sterner besmirching Texas milk, disrespecting dairy farmers in our fine state, calling it any old average milk.
Blaming Texas milk.
Yeah, that's why he's out of the NFL.
Blaming Texas milk for only, 2 years in the NFL?
Yeah.
Did I say only? I would have... Yeah,
how many years did you play in the NFL, dummy?
I mean, well, when you look at my overall experience, I've been playing fantasy football.
Does that count?
Yeah. Also, I played, remember how you would, that electric game where you would put all your football players on one side and then the board would vibrate and then they would just run into each other? I mean, that was pretty much like playing.
Kind of.
And I played Madden a lot. So, I mean,
I guess you're right.
Yeah,
you're pretty much there.
I'm like a football player. By the way, on the text line, somebody said, I'm driving home with my 1.5-year-old, and now all he's clamoring for is milk.
Well, yeah, but he wants Texas milk.
That's right. You got to make sure it's
don't
not.
Don't get in that garbage ass Coleman milk.
It's got to be Texas milk, bro.
That's so disrespectful.
Otherwise, your kid's never going to make it in the NFL.
It's so disrespectful for Clint to come here and try to work after basically just smashing Texas Milk, calling it average milk. It's really disgusting.
Like, you felt like you wanted to curse. Like, it was like, this average ass milk.
It's like, dude, you're going to come here and try to pretend like you're a part of our community. You want to call them your Astros and your Rockets, but you don't want to say our milk, do you?
If I would have been drinking Arkansas milk, I wouldn't have fumbled.
Probably.
Or maybe that's what he was doing.
I believe that's why it happened. He won't admit that.
He was drinking that Arkansas milk.
But to me, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But, I mean, was he drinking Coleman milk when he played for the Cowboys in Dallas?
He played in one game in 2000.
Okay.
Do you know his stats?
I don't.
I looked them up because I didn't know. What do you think his career QBR, his record is 1-1-0.
Okay.
Okay. It's not bad. I was trying to find his QBR, but they don't really give him one. but he played in four games in 2001, started two, and he has four touchdowns, five interceptions.
Okay.
So.
Well, listen, the guy made it to the NFL.
He did.
And he played with the Dallas. Scottish Claymores.
What?
And the Amsterdam Admirals in NFL Europe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he played in the Arena League, played for the Dallas Desperados.
Oh.
Stayed in Texas, sure enough.
With this raggedy milk.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know much about the guy. I do know I'm not going to stand for people bashing Texas dairy farmers. That's just where I draw the line, Clint. You can come in and you can show up in Texas one day and start claiming the Astros, claiming the Rockets, claiming the Texans is your team. That's fine. But never forget, and Houston, Texas will never forget what you had to say about our milk.
What?
Play it one more time, Aaron, just in case people forgot.
I wish I could have been a Coleman kid. As I grew up in Texas playing football, I had to drink any old average milk.
That's enough. I know.
Any old average ass milk.
Yeah.
I feel like
any
he really
old
went.
Average milk. Bro, we're never going to forget that as a community.
Come and take it. It's a bottle of milk.
That Borden cow.
Come and take it.
How dare you, average milk. Dude, I'll do the Pepsi challenge to your Coleman milk any day.
I love that he really feels like...
Everybody knows Arkansas cows are inbred anyway.
They're Walmart cows.
They're all inbred cows in Arkansas. All the cows bang their cousins.
Does he really think he would be 4 inches taller? Maybe he meant 4 inches...
I don't know.
I can't imagine. I didn't drink any milk at all. I'd be 7 foot.
The same former... Houston radio host also sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Sent me a commercial.
What is Rich Lord? It's Kenny Hand, isn't it? That's who it is. It's old Kenny Hand doing it.
He sent me a video, and I'm not going to play this one because for some reason it's like 4 minutes long.
Oh, my gosh.
Of Clint Stirner giving a tour of a Chevrolet dealership in Fort Smith, Arkansas. So you can look up Clint Stirner Chevrolet Cadillac. And if you want to waste 4 minutes of your life, he'll tell you how long everybody worked at that place.
Well, at least you're not obsessing over it. That's what I'm most grateful for.
God, I'm not. Not at all. And apparently, yeah, I heard this today. Kamla referred to the Texans as our Texans today.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, okay. You work for Houston's sports leader, air quotes. Houston's sports leaders.
Yeah.
Is
that leak? Can they get away with that? Like, how does that not? I guess because they're not saying Houston sports ratings leader.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just making like a generic
leaders in average age of our white listeners.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay. 80. 80 years old is the average old white man listener that listens to 610.
Gotcha.
And then Kamlin name dropped Shaq.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He's already done that. Like, Joel told me he would do that. Joel Blank said he would do that.
Yeah.
He said, I've got Shaq stories for days.
Oh, wow.
So we'll hear, if you'll hear some Shaq stories over there.
Love me some Shaq stories.
He'll be like, one time, this was, you know, this was one of my 17 years working for NBA TV. I was in a mosh pit with Shaq. And let me tell you, you don't want to be in the mosh pit with Shaq. And are you sure you didn't just see a YouTube video of Shaq in a mosh pit last week? Maybe something like that, but I've got Shaq stories.
I felt like
days.
I was there. I felt like I was there.
It felt like I was there. Yeah, man. You know what? You pretty much were there. You know what? I bet Shaq drank Arkansas milk.
He would have been 8 foot.
Man, imagine if Shaq, we wouldn't have grown up in Texas drinking that bummy ass San Antonio milk. If he drank Coleman Arkansas milk, that man would have been like 8'40", man.
I'm sorry.
Don't laugh at the joke. I mean, look, come on, bro.
Oh,
we gotta
God.
Go to break.
Oh,
all right. God. Well, you know what to do. We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wish I could have been a Coleman kid. As I grew up in Texas playing football, I had to drink any old average milk. I was somehow able to quarterback the Arkansas Razorbacks, but with Coleman milk, I figured I'd be 4 inches taller, and I might still be in the NFL.
Coleman Dairy, since 1862, serving your family is not just a job to us, it's our heritage.
I'm making up for lost time because I'm a Coleman kid today.
Oh, thank God he's a Coleman kid today. Thank
you know,
God.
All of this has made me realize that whenever, and it's inevitable, at some point we all move on. But when I leave Gal Media,
you want your legacy to be what kind of milk?
No,
you drink?
I gotta scrub the internet of all, because I'm gonna go to a market who has an a-hole like AJ Hoffman, and he's gonna pull up a milk commercial I did here, and he's just gonna go on for a whole hour about my milk commercial and how I could have been 4 inches taller.
Well, the
I'm
other
gonna have
option
to scrub all this.
The other option would be, when do you think Jadeveon Clowney's going to show up at camp? Is he going to show up at camp? Or is he, I mean, this is a guy.
This is crazy.
This is a guy who said, you know, you need to show up ready, and now he's not going to show up ready. What do you think? Man, I played in the NFL, and I'll tell you what,
you did?
Man.
You hadn't mentioned it yet.
Yeah. I don't know if I've told you in the last 45 seconds to 1 minute. I played in the NFL. I'm a quarterback, and I'll tell you what. Having played in the NFL, it's important to show up early and get ready for the season because I played in the NFL, man. I know what it's like.
Pass me that milk.
You want me to pass? I'll pass you. I touchdown pass. That's what I'll pass. I'll touchdown pass you this Arkansas milk.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
I'm scrubbing everything in the internet that Clarence, has my name on
Clarence
it.
Clarence says we're really milking that commercial.
Oh, watch out. Yeah, somebody said, I don't know who it was on Twitter. Where the hell did it go? Drunk Beville said, man, Clint is lactose not tolerant of other milks' upbringings. That's bigotry.
It really is a shame.
Yeah. I don't know. That's... Tell Rich Lord I'm glad he sent that to you.
Thanks, Rich.
It's pretty outstanding.
Yeah. I don't want to say... I can't confirm or deny that it was Rich that sent me that, but it right. was a former Houston radio host, and it brought gold to the table.
He really did.
Oh, I can't get enough. I can't get enough.
You're going to have this on repeat on the way home, aren't you?
Oh,
just
yes.
Listening to the milk commercial over and over. Somebody even made a comment that the flute at the beginning is annoying. It's like, it's pretentious.
Yeah. You think there's any flutes in Arkansas? No.
No. I mean, they might play
banjos.
Like the bottles. You know, they have like old... Or they've got like old Dr. Pepper bottles that they play like flutes or something like that.
They might have that little flute that they used in the Civil War when they were marching into battle.
Oh,
that's
true.
The flute that they have.
They lost, by the way. Yeah. I don't know if you know this or not.
Don't tell Clint that.
Hey, man, as someone who's played in the NFL, I'll tell you, sometimes you lose, man. Sometimes you lose the battle. Sometimes you lose the war, man. But what's important is I played in the NFL, right?
I Like the South, maybe wouldn't have won if they had Arkansas, or would have won if they had Arkansas milk.
They
maybe
did have Arkansas milk.
Well, they obviously didn't get it to all the troops.
Well, it's
better than Gatorade.
It's true.
That's the thing. The Florida Gators had Gatorade. Arkansas Razorbacks have Coleman milk. You do the math. Who's better?
Sorry. I guess this is the whole hour number one.
I mean.
Really? Hour number two, I'm going to tell you a Barkley story. I've got Barkley stories for days. I don't know if you guys know. 17 years I've worked for NBA TV. I know Barkley. I know Shaq. One time, Shaq shook my hand. He has a big hand, a big black hand. I have a tiny little white hand. It was so funny, and we talked about that. Like, oh, man, I've got a little white hand, and you've got a giant black hand. That was one of my 17 years stories of me and Shaq just buddying it up. You know, I feel like Shaq and I could do twins, like Schwarzenegger and DeVito, but just, you know, the Shaq and Kamala version of it. Like, because we worked together for so long at NBA TV. Lamont, you want to talk about Clint's milk?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up with you, man? What kind of milk do you drink, Lamont?
Come on, man. Come on, man. I just want to talk about the whole AJ impersonation of Clint Sterner. Anytime I hear you talk about that dude, man, and you mean, I listen to him, man, but the only thing I think of is Bedazzled. Do you remember the movie Bedazzled with that corny ass white boy when he
Brendan
he
Fraser
to be a Brendan Fraser.
Is that the
he
one where
to be a,
the British chick is the devil?
Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, but do you remember the part where he was an NBA player and he was
he's like 8 feet tall?
Yeah, that's what AJ reminds me of, man. Hey, but on the real, I think the Blitz got this. I think that you need to be focusing your attention on some other shows around there. But that's all I have, man.
Well, listen, I believe in John and Lance. I think they're going to hold up just fine. You know, I like Seth and Sean just fine. I mean, you guys are going against the same guys you've been going against.
No.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, because they're in our time slot now.
Oh well,
2 to 6.
Cool. Congrats. Your 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock numbers better be a lot better than they have been.
Oh, my God, if they're not.
Give me a lead-in for once in your life.
For once?
Bro. Right, for like the third time ever.
We were third in this market for most of the year. You're just never happy, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. We did. Oh, God.
By the way, in my 17 years at NBA TV, I actually met Brendan Fraser as the 8-foot-tall basketball player. I met him. I shook his hand. It was crazy. It was almost like Shaq, the time when Shaq and I shook hands.
Somebody texted us and I just tried to troll 610 on the Coleman milk bit and they hung up on me immediately. I'm guessing it wasn't the first call.
Which, by the way, I don't know because I haven't been able to listen to all of their show. They're doing 4 hours a day. I listened from, I've you know, listened in the background at least from 2 to 4 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I haven't heard them take a single call. And I haven't heard them interact with anyone like from social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be a little more interactive.
I checked their Twitter, and Kamala, like what he does is like when he got the job, all the people he's worked with in the past, it was like, hey, man, I knew you'd land on your feet and find a job after you got fired for being sorry in Atlanta. I'm so glad you're you know, things are all right for you now. And he's like, thanks, man.
Retweeting.
You're always one of, yeah, quote tweeting. You're always one of the best. One of the best to work with. Remember that time we hung out with Shaq?
His big black hand.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember when you were there the time when Shaq and I high-fived and like my tiny white hand barely
disappeared.
Yeah, it was gone. Me and Shaq, man, we're buddies. Oh, Shaq.
I can call him that. Because we're friends. Can call him Shaq.
Yeah, I call him
just
Shaq.
Me. I call him Shaq.
I'm on a first name basis with Shaq. He calls me Tricky Rick. Ricky Buckets.
No.
Oh, I've got to tell
you. Ricky Buckets?
Yes. He's got.
No.
On his Twitter page, he's got all his nicknames.
Oh, like on a like a baseballreference.com yeah. baseball player has all his nicknames.
AKA one take Rick, Ricky Buckets, Ricky Pipes, Kamala Juice.
What? Isn't that what happens when you masturbate a camel and you get camel juice?
Tricky Ricky Fantasy Freak.
Kamala Juice? Bro, I'm officially going to be Berry Juice.
You know what goes really
I'm
good with
Kamala? Officially Berry Juice
you know
now.
What, you know what goes really good with Kamala Juice?
No.
Some good old Arkansas milk. That's what goes good with it, don't man. Ask. Some damn fine Arkansas cow milk.
Kamala Juice?
Kamala Juice.
Are you going to be Hoffa Juice? That would be pretty sweet if you did all yours.
Well, maybe.
Be Hoff Juice.
Maybe.
What was the other ones? Ricky Buckets?
Ricky Buckets, Ricky Pipes.
Does he play ball? Does he play ball or is it just because he worked at the NBA TV?
Dude, I've got no idea.
Ricky Pipes?
I don't know how old he is.
I don't feel like you can give yourself all these nicknames.
He
I
got
feel
the
like
name Ricky Buckets because he was sitting at the desk at NBA TV, balled up a piece of paper,
oh.
made the shot, and somebody walked by, a production assistant walked by and went, oh, look at Ricky Buckets. He was like, new nickname.
Damn right there. It is. Damn right.
He's 50.
Oh. Well, so.
He ain't.
Who you think wins in the 1-on-1, him or Joel?
Isn't Joel 50?
I think so. I got Joel all day long.
I'll take Joel too.
Yeah. Joel didn't give himself a nickname. I feel like as soon as you start giving yourself a nickname, it's over.
Doesn't Joel go by Joey Pipes?
He's Joey Juice.
Joey Juice.
Blank Juice. Juice Blank. I don't know.
Blank Buckets.
That's what it is. Oh, that's outstanding.
Blank Buckets and the Spring Savage. You guys are going to be a hell of a show.
Oh.
The Usual Suspect is going to get rebranded starting next week. Blank Buckets. And the spring savage.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Got to compete.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a Borden sticker for my laptop, sponsored on the stream by Borden's. Suck it, Arkansas milk. I don't think so. Not in this house.
The lawn care lion.
You're so stupid.
Mac Daddy on Twitter says Coleman's had a recall back in 2018 by the FDA.
Suck on that, Arkansas milk.
You come at
the king, you best not miss.
Desiree wants to know, ATX Hobo Girl says, so are y'all saying we should call and text into 610 and just moo?
I mean, I'm not going to stop you. I don't even know 610's text line number.
Oh?
But if I...
I bet I could find out.
If I had it...
Uh-huh.
What I would do is I would start Google. I would just start sending questions about why Clint Sterner hates Texas milk.
Yeah,
what's his problem with Texas milk? A lot of fine farmers and ranchers in Texas make a living because of Texas milk.
Yeah, isn't Borden's out of Dallas?
Yeah,
is that where it is?
Yeah. You know what gets made out of Texas milk? Bluebell. How about
Ooh.
That?
Ooh. That's a good point.
Yeah. You know what gets made out of Texas milk? Whataburger's milkshakes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You going to laugh at that stuff?
Mm-hmm. How many players in the NFL are from Texas that grew up on Texas milk?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
And they're all tall, at least 4 inches taller.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like that it's a crutch. It's become
Clint Sterner's 6'2".
Could have been. 6'6" is what he's saying.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
But I kind of think he'd go the other way.
I feel it.
I feel like Coleman milk is like a Ponzi scheme. It's like that that Nutrilife or whatever those are.
Herbalife?
Yeah. That's like, what it is. Like,
hey, you're in my downline?
Yeah. I'm scheming people onto this BS milk that really has zero vitamins, zero nutrients. Well, if you want to send me to break, you know how to do it.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been a Coleman kid. As I grew up in Texas playing football, I had to drink any old average milk. I was somehow able to quarterback the Arkansas Razorbacks. But with Coleman milk, I figured I'd be 4 inches taller and I might still be in the NFL.
Coleman Dairy. Since 1862, serving your family is not just a job to us, it's our heritage.
I'm making up for lost time because I'm a Coleman kid today.